Tony Rice for Verulam Sports, and we're joined on the line now by Director of Netball and Head Coach of the Benico Mavericks, who we followed all season. Welcome back to Verulam Sports, Kat Ratnapala.
Thank you very much for having me, Tony. Thank you.
Honestly, it's always been a pleasure to talk to you. Great to follow the Mavericks all season. We are going to dissect what was a tough June and a slightly sad, I suppose, end to what was a promising season. But before that, what still has promise is England in the Football World Cup. I've got to tell you, Kat, I'm not buying all of this talk about England having an easier route now. I'm sure you know yourself that one of the oldest maxims in sports is you don't change a winning team. What's your thoughts on where England are at, and your hopes, I guess, for the rest of this tournament?
Oh, it's been fantastic, first of all. It's been fantastic. We've had a great run in, and obviously our last game, as you say, why change a winning team? But then, you know, it's a long tournament, and I think that's the difficulty, being a coach and you know, knowing what they're going through and what is the right way to go. And as you say, there's no easy route, definitely not. I don't think Colombia will be you know, ready to lay down or just let us take the points and take the win. But you know, it is what it is. You need to go out and you need to give your best performance, and actually you need to beat the top teams anyway in the leagues and in the run-up to get to the final. So yeah, it's a difficult one to call, definitely. I'm sure he knows what he's doing, though. He's paid quite a lot of money to know what he's doing.
So. I'm sure Southgate's bank manager, come what may, is not going to be unimpressed. And ultimately, I suppose for us all, and you know, shouldn't get too jingoistic about it, but whatever happens, we've got further than Germany, and that doesn't happen all the time. So anyway,
definitely.
Kat, I just want to come back to you know, your sport now, the netball. First and foremost, focusing in on the Mavericks. You were in fourth last time we spoke, but we did reference it was a tough June. You played all the playoff teams, the Big Four, within 18 days, and unfortunately that run wasn't kind to you. Was that, talk us through about the emotions and the intensity of your recent run in June.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had the start of the season was fantastic, and I think for us, Commonwealth Games came at a time when it did, where we had a bit of a break within Super League because of the Commonwealth Games, and obviously England did fantastically well and won gold medal out there, which was brilliant. But for us within Mavericks, it did put a bit of a dampener on our season. So the first part of the season was fantastic. Commonwealth Games break came, and then it's just making sure that we found form again after the Commonwealth Games, which we didn't seem to. We did have a few injuries in the team. There were a few illnesses and everything else going on, and unfortunately we just didn't get back into the winning ways that we wanted to. To finish the season with three games on a Saturday, Monday and a Thursday was really tough for the players and really tough for everybody. And I think looking at the fixtures next year, they have fallen to us a little bit kinder next mm-hmm. year. So hopefully that will be a different kettle of fish. But at the same time, you know, they are professional players. Unfortunately, most of them still working full time, but sure. They are professional players. And it's just the way that the fixtures finished for us, and we needed to adapt to that, and I don't think we did that effectively enough. So back to the drawing board, unfortunately for us. The semi-finals taking place today and then finals next week, but unfortunately we'll all be looking on from the crowd and from home and watching it from TV. So next year, definitely.
We'll build on that any second now, and we're going to obviously get right behind you again for the next season. But just coming back to that real tough run, I know you're not one to make excuses, Kat, but my goodness me, to play the teams that are now in that semi-final weekend, all of the top four, within 18 days, that's a massive ask on any outfit, isn't it? Whatever sport you're in. So I guess that was a massive challenge. And many of the games were incredibly tight, weren't they? Only a matter of a few goals in most of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And we played WAFS, who are reigning champions, have got a very experienced side. We played WAFS on the Monday, and we had a fantastic game against them. There were so many positives to take from our season. To bring a completely new attacking lineup together and to perform the way that they have this season is fantastic. And I'm really proud with a lot of the achievements. Obviously, I'm very disappointed to come fifth, because I definitely think that we should have been in that top four contention and playoff position.
Just quickly, again, I guess agonising, just in case people are not aware of the actual context, so agonisingly close as well. I think you were only 3 points from Team B Bath. So were there moments across the season, you alluded to that that Commonwealth game kind of hiatus, where maybe you look back on now and think, it just gone slightly our way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you can look at all of the games like that. I think there are small margins with a lot of the games. If games had fallen our way through the season, then, you know, absolutely we would have been in contention. And should we have been there looking at some of our results? Absolutely, we should have been there. So, you know, it is ifs, buts and maybes. It's going back. It's looking at the squad. It's looking at where we fell short. And obviously just building from that, because at the end of the day, we lost 8 matches. And, you know, you look at the top 2 teams, they lost 2 and 3 matches.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was between us and Team Bath. Team Bath were in 4th. They obviously had the second win against us. If we had won one of our last 3 matches, then it would have gone down to goal difference, which again would have been so tight and
yes,
really difficult to call. So it really was a flip of a coin. And I think, you know, we let ourselves down in a couple of the matches earlier on in the season, which, you know, looking back now, if we had secured those, then we would have been in a very different position now. So, yeah, it's lessons learned, unfortunately, and it's hard lessons learned for a lot of the players and for myself. And we just need to pick ourselves up, and we know that we're better than fifth. So we're just going to train hard over summer and get back to winning ways next year.
And we'll look forward to that being the case, following you as we will as the next season kicks in. Just objectively though, Kat, I can appreciate obviously it's still quite sore, you've still got those emotions and, you know, again, I guess frustration being prevalent. But just taking an objective breath, again, we've spoke about it all season, the Sky Sports being involved with Netball Super League, the overall increased opportunities and professionalism for your sport. It is on the up and up, Netball. It is the showcase weekend, obviously frustrating that you couldn't be amongst that. But from what you've seen, who would you be expecting to be the victor and ultimately the champions of the Vitality Super League this year?
Oh, wow. Put me on the spot, Tony. I think that Wasps are looking very, very dominant right now. I think Loughborough Lightning, it was between Wasps and Loughborough Lightning last year. I think Wasps are looking very dominant again this year. They've secured some stronger players as well in the mix. So definitely they're up for contention. I think Loughborough Lightning are also doing extremely well, and I think it's theirs to really take the game out to Wasps and to see what they can do. So I think I'm calling it a Wasps and Loughborough final, and we'll see who the result will be then. But yeah, it's going to be a tough one. It's going to be really tough. I don't think any of the semis are going to be easy matches either. I think Manchester Thunder are doing extremely well at the moment. They're on the rise, and they've been together a long, long time. And I think a lot of the top three, so Wasps, Loughborough, Manchester Thunder, the top three teams have been together for a number of years. And I think that's really prevalent to any teams kind of going forward, that actually if you know your team, you know your teammates, it's a stable squad, that's obviously going to help you going forward. Team Bath have had some new inclusions this year. So very much like ourselves, they're a new squad forming and beginning. So yeah, it will be an interesting run anyway.
Kat, I want to just extend a massive thanks to you personally, to the whole team. Again, obviously, slightly frustrating, their tough end to the season. But overall, the shoots of positivity are there. I think you've got a fresh team that will be a year smarter, wiser and seasoned coming together. So I want to thank you for this season, and I want to wish you all the best going forwards, as we'll be back with you when things kick off again in the Netball Super League.
Thank you very much, Tony, and thank you so much for your support.
Tell you what, enjoy the rest of your weekend, Kat. Have a jolly good
one. Thank you. All right. Cheers, Tony.
Thanks a million. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.